I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. I'm licensed with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences, number 104464. And I am your host of your Monday edition of Chico Now on 104.5 FM, 930 AM, and live streaming on kkxx.net. You can also listen to our podcasts of the show on repeat. So if you love this show and you want to listen again, go to kkxx.net, hit podcasts, choose Chico Now, and then choose Helping People. I don't think they've updated it, so you might see Helping People and you might see Jessica Wilkerson. One of those is a different host. One of those is me. So good luck. It's an adventure. And the other host is a really good host. He's a local chiropractor. So if you accidentally get his, listen to that one too. It's a really good one. Okay. So I have an announcement for everybody out there who is listening. We just told my husband's mom yesterday, so I can finally shout it to the world. I am having a baby. Again, yay! I have a 19-year-old son who just finished his first year of college. I'm so proud of him. And I think this is probably his last summer home because they do a mandatory summer abroad, summer semester abroad, in the summer between their sophomore and junior year. And then they do mandatory internships in the summer between their junior and senior year. And then they're graduating. You know, and then he's got to live his life. So this is my last summer with my firstborn. Oh, but I also have a two-year-old. And so for the past almost 20 years, well, if you count when I was pregnant with my oldest, it's been 20 years. I've been a boy mom my entire adult life. I was 19 when I conceived my firstborn, and I'm 39 now. So at 19, it's iffy if you want to call that person an adult. They can vote and they're adults, but you know, when you get older, you feel a little bit more grown up after a few more years after age 19. I've been a boy mom this whole time. And now, since I already raised an only child and we have our two-year-old, we thought, well, let's see what it's like to raise two of them at the same time. We're having another baby, and this one is a girl. Oh my gosh, it's a girl. So my whole world is like, who am I? My whole identity is wrapping and morphing and changing. And most of the time, I don't even really believe it's real. It doesn't feel real that there's a girl in there. I've made two boys, and now I'm making a girl. And interestingly, nobody even knows, not very many people know I'm pregnant. I was invited to go to a mother-daughter Zumba-thon. I do love to Zumba. But a mother-daughter Zumba-thon never would have worked for me because I have boys. And my mom lives in Texas. But, oh, someday I'll get to do that. How exciting. I've already bought girl baby clothes. I'm just obsessed now. She's going to be the girliest little girl. Oh my goodness. After 20 years of going, if I had a girl, I'd totally buy that. Oh, that's so cute. If I had a girl, I would totally buy that. Oh, that's so cute. If I had a girl, I'd totally buy that. Hey, guess what, guys? I've totally been buying that. We're going to be so broke for the next 20 years. Because all of those years of, I would totally buy that. It's a good thing I have a lot of female young clients because the Lord has been preparing me for this. And actually, that's what our topic is today. Ooh, what a segue. I didn't even plan that. I went in for a session this morning before I came down to record. I have right now, the Lord brings people in waves I have a lot of people who are experiencing trauma and they get EMDR, but I also have a ton of young adult female clients. So from junior high school, and college age, it's quite a dichotomy of clients. There's a very different set of needs for that group versus the people who have horrible trauma history of people being really hurt in front of them or hurt to them. So what a balance. Thank you, Jesus. But he brings people in these waves. And so it's really interesting that I would have this wave of young women in my life when I find out I'm pregnant with a girl. And so I was asking the gal who does our scheduling before I came down to record, because we pre-record these sessions and or these shows. And I said, oh, usually I know exactly what I'm going to talk about each day, but today I just don't even know. Do you have any ideas? And she said, yes, we have been getting an influx of parents calling to set up sessions for their adult children. Like children that are in college or in their mid-20s, and they set the appointment and then they tell me, okay, now I'm going to call my adult child and convince them that they need therapy and make them attend their session that I just booked for you. Do you have anything to say about that? And I said, girlfriend, I sure do have some thoughts on that. Thank you for the inspiration. So today we're going to talk about that. And then next week we're going to talk about the inverse. Like, okay, you're learning to be an adult. Now, how do you advocate for yourself while being respectful to the people around you who have loved you your whole life? So we have a commercial break, and then we'll have two more segments, and we'll talk about how you let your kids grow up. How do you let go but still protect them? You have been loving them. And let me tell you, I'm the mom of a kid who just graduated his first year, or just finished his first year of college. I so deeply understand that desire to still care for them and that push and pull of wanting to let them grow up and seeing them not make the right choices.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, licensed marriage and family therapist, registered to the Board of Behavioral Sciences, number 104464. You know, for so long I had a different number because I was pre-licensed, and they change your number once you get licensed, that sometimes I pause for a moment to try to think, what is my number? Is that the right number? You can be so good at some things and so spacey with others. So welcome to my world. You get the real me, guys. I just can't put up a front. I just can't. But the real me is also very passionate on this topic. So how do we let our adult children make their decisions, knowing that some of these decisions are not the decisions that you would choose for them, or that you would make for yourself, or you would make if you were them? And how to guide them into the way that you know that they need to go, but they're very resistant because they are so determined to prove to you, to the world, to themselves, that I am a grown-up and I can make my own decisions, right? Well, there is this, and I get it. I am in that place right now with you. I am trudging through the muck of that. So as I talk to you, I'm talking to you as a clinician who works with these youth, a clinician who works with the parents, and as a parent who is in the trenches with you. All right? So I'm coming from all the, I don't know which hat I'm wearing. I'm wearing all the hats at the same time, and I'm somehow simultaneously taking off one, putting on the other, and I don't really know when they're switching around. So let's see. Let's give you an example. you have a young adult client. You have a young adult child who is beautiful and spunky and smart and ambitious, but also kind of ditzy sometimes, right? Also maybe overly emotional about things. Also maybe has a hard time taking ownership and blames other people. And you're like, oh, I see all these wonderful things about you. And I see these other things about you that are scaring me. Because when you go out into the real world, you are either going to be eaten up alive or trampled on or taken advantage of. And that scares the heck out of me. And so when you see that part, it is so easy to get into this mama bear, papa bear protective mode and start telling them what they need to be doing and how they need to be making their decisions. And it feels like guidance. It feels like mentorship. And your heart is in the right place, right? You want to guide them. They haven't been in this stage of their life before. You haven't had an opportunity to guide them through this part before. Of course, you've been guiding them through all of the parts of their life, and you're still in guiding mode. Of course, it makes sense. That's reasonable. And then here's your youth or your young adult who says, I'm an adult. I will make my own decisions. And they're so resistant. So how do you get around that? Where is that happy medium? Well, I'll tell you where it is. One, you ask them if they want your advice. I mean, it is huge. Hey, can I give you my thoughts on that? Hey, wow, that's a really cool story. I have some thoughts about that, about like how maybe I would handle that situation. Do you want to hear that? And then that gives them the opportunity, that gives them the buy-in. Okay, so think of it as a buy-in rather than stepping back. You're just kind of slowing things down. You're getting their buy-in. And if they say, you know what, Mom, I don't want to hear it. That's going to be a hard pill to swallow for you, right? That's okay. It's your growing opportunity as well. You have to grow just as much as they have to grow. So then you say, oh, ouch. You know, okay, that's really hard to hear. And you can even say that out loud to them. But you know what? I'm here for you. And if you want to hear my thoughts on it, I will be glad to share them with you. You just let me know if or when. And when you take that step back and you respect their no, and you're honest, you're like, ouch, oh, I'm not used to that. This is tough. And it's going to be hard for me to keep my mouth shut because I really have some strong opinions. But you know what? You're growing and you don't want to hear about it. You want to make this decision like, okay, I respect you. That's what they hear. I respect you. So you step back, you let them make their decision. A lot of the time, like I'd say more than 50%, they'll think on it, marinate on it, ask their friends some of their ideas. And now they've been open to some input with other people. They'll come back to you. So you just have to trust. They'll come back to you and be like, all right, so I've been thinking about it. I do kind of want to know what your thoughts. I'm not going to necessarily do your suggestion, but I do want to know what you're thinking. Because now they came back, they came to you. They're not resistant anymore. And now they can actually take it in and hear it. Before, if you would have just told them what to do, they would have still been in pushback mode, defensive, resistant mode. And they would have heard you and went, I am not doing that. And then they would have not done that. They would have done anything but that. But when they come to you, because you respected them, they are so much more open to actually processing and taking in your suggestions. It's amazing. So, okay, commercial break. When we return, I'll give you a couple more tips on talking with your adult children. Okay, letting them, helping them grow up. Not letting them grow up, helping them. We're mentors.
Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, licensed marriage and family therapist. And I just want to remind you that our show is a 30-minute show. It is not intended to be a substitute for any sort of psychotherapy. So if anything that I talk about with you today on the air triggers you or highlights something in your mind, I want you to please reach out to somebody in your area who is qualified to help you through it deeper on your own personal individual level, because a 30-minute radio show can't do that, right? And you deserve to be able to have your own specific set of needs talked about and worked through. Okay, so just go on to the internet. I like the website Psychology Today. That's my favorite one for finding people in the area. And whenever somebody says, oh, my friend lives in Sacramento and she's going through this in her life, do you know anyone in Sacramento? I actually don't know anyone in Sacramento, but I'll usually go on Psychology Today a little bit later, like in the evening, on their behalf, and I'll get their zip code from them and I'll look up some people and their specialties and go, well, I found these people and they sound really good. Like, I like what they wrote about themselves. There's a starting point for you and your friend. So that's how I do it. And people want referrals to towns where I don't live. Sometimes I'll just tell people to go on Psychology Today. Sometimes I'll go the extra mile. It depends on how busy I am, to be honest. And lately my practice is really full. Lately, I have not been able to give that extra mile, but when I have time, I do. Anyways, so we were talking about helping your adult child grow up, and I like to think of it, this is how I operate and how I try to guide other parents to operate. Now that our kids are growing and grown, it's really hard. It's really hard to think of my son, who's 19, like as a grown-up. He's my son, right? And sometimes I call him kiddo, and I'm like, oh, I can't do that. He is growing into a man. I have to stop calling him kiddo. Like, that is not respectful for where he is in this stage of life. I can find another term of endearment that also respects that he's growing, right? And that's hard. And I'm a therapist, right? So if it's this hard for a therapist, give yourself a little grace when you backslide, okay? And I wanted to talk about how do we think about our kids and how do we think about ourselves? Because really how we think about ourselves is the way that we end up interacting with our adult children. So do we think of ourselves as competent? Did we do a good job raising them? If you look back and you regret a bunch of things about how you raised your kiddo and you were like, oh, if I could do it over, I would choose this differently and I would choose that differently. Maybe. I mean, me too. No one is perfect. And all of us have done something in our lives that I could have paid more attention. I went to grad school when he was from second grade through fourth grade, and I missed every single little league. I was there physically, but I was studying. I missed every single time he hit the ball because no one said, hey, look, your kid is up to bat. And I was studying. I have a ton of regrets. But I can't go back in time and I can't change them. And when I was done with grad school, he said Little League was boring and he didn't want to do it anymore. So I literally never got to go to a Little League game where I could just focus. That's one of my heart sadnesses. Okay, so we all have these heart sadnesses that we regret, and if we could go back in time, we would change things. But we can't do that. And we can't focus on that because all we're going to do is end up trying to make up for it now that they're adults. And they're adults and they have to learn how to fall. And they have to learn how to fall gracefully. And they have to learn that when they fall, that we're there to help them, not to judge them, not to say, I told you so, not to say, if you'd only listened to me when I gave you that advice. A lot of young people come to me and they don't want to go to their parents for advice because they know that if they don't take their parents' advice, they'll never hear the end of it. Oh, could you imagine wanting to go to your parent for advice, but knowing that it's conditional, that you have to take it or else, and so you just don't? And if you knew that that's why your kid wasn't talking to you, wouldn't you be kind of heartbroken that that's how they thought of you, right? So I like to think of myself as a mentor. It's easier with my young clients, but I also do it with my own son. And so it's easier to get into that like push and pull thing when you think of yourself as a mentor rather than as the mom or as the dad. So you're the mentor. You're not so emotionally connected to what choice they make when you're their mentor. So you say, hey, do you think that I could give you some of my thoughts on that? And if you take it, great. If you don't, you don't. But at least I was able to plant that seed. And, you know, no big deal. You have to do what you're going to do. That gives them that freedom to come to you for advice. And so to the parents who set their, to go full circle, that our scheduler had said about the parents who call and make appointments for their kids and then call their kid and tell them, I set this appointment for you, and try to convince them to come. Guess what? They don't come. And guess what? When they do come, they have an attitude because they're adults and they're being forced to go to therapy that their parent thinks there's something inherently wrong with them instead of seeking it for themselves and being invested in it. Now they just got this other message. So parents can call and say, hey, I think my child needs this. Would you mind giving them a call to see if they would set up an appointment? Usually I'll do 50-50. I'll say, if you get your child to call me, I'll have a conversation with them and help them suss out whether they need to come. And so then they'll call and then I'll say, okay, let's see what's going on. All right. See you next week.